It's about something that's going to affect 40 to 50% of married couples in the country. And unfortunately, that's divorce. It's a tough topic to talk about, but there are programs out there that can help folks through those devastating times. And we're going to talk about those today. My guests today are Scott and Stephanie Martin. Thanks, guys, for being on the show. You lead a program called Divorce Care that's kind of a support group for folks that have gone through divorce or separation and how to be able to deal with those difficult times. And I want to talk about that and what you're offering the community. I've always said you don't call a plumber if he didn't have any experience in knowing how to plumb. Same way with you, I think, in your groups, you're able to share your experiences. And I thought we'd start off with divorce. And both of you have been through that and how tough that was. And talk about that and how that led you to develop this divorce care.
Well, I think for both of us, when we were early in our relationship in dating, one of the things that we talked about was the pain, the sorrow that we had, and helping other people get through that. So very early on, when we talked about, you know, what we want out of a marriage, is if this is going to work, that we would be able to pass the knowledge and the experience that we had, that we went through, that we can help other people. And so we had our pastor actually sent us to a couple that had been through the same thing, and they were kind of like some mentors to us and walked us through that portion of it. And then eventually, after we got married, we actually joined them in teaching the divorce care class. And that's how it kind of got started with us.
I mean, divorce is tough, regardless whether there's kids involved or not. It's devastating. We were talking, I seem to, most folks do, is you think about divorce and you're thinking about newly married couples that have just got married, they've stayed married 2 or 3 years or whatever, and they're divorcing. And when you start talking about these stats, you guys are seeing folks that's been married for 30, 40 years that are splitting up and going through this. That's almost mind-boggling, isn't it, to think you've got something invested that many years and then and throwing it away?
Yes. And, you know, like what Scott was saying, both he and I walked through divorce, and we had been married to our former spouses for 20 plus years. And so for us, we have a heart for that situation, you know, and we see couples through divorce care, like you said, that are married just a few years, you know, and I agree, it doesn't matter if you're married 1 year or 30 years, the pain is still pain. But when you've been married or with someone for 10, 20, 30 years, you've spent life with that person. Yeah. You've grown up with that person a lot of times. You were with them in your young 20s, so you've been through your 20s, your 30s, maybe even your 40s. And so that has built you into the person that you are. And so there's a lot of grief that comes with that, a lot of pain walking that journey. And it's just not something that you get over really fast, even if you think you're okay, you know. And so we do. We see couples. We've experienced it with our own healing journey. Scott had kind of went through divorce care before he moved to Tennessee. And so even when he and I were married and we started co-facilitating with the other couple, I cried. I mean, and this is like our fourth or fifth class, and I probably get emotional every class because well, and in your healing journey, it doesn't happen all at once. You know, your different parts of you, I think the Lord just, if he gave it all at one time, it'd be too overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like we heal a little bit each time, and then it's like, oh, there's something that needs to be, you know, touched on or healed on. And so it's good for anybody at any age of marriage, if you've been young, if you're older, to go through what the divorce care class. It's a support group. If you're going through this alone, and maybe you don't know anybody that's ever been divorced, it was kind of like, you know, Scott's parents have been married for 50 plus years. My parents were married, or today's their anniversary. They're married 54 years. And so that wasn't something we had experienced. No. And so to have a support group to know that the feelings I'm feeling are normal, this is okay, this journey, that's what we're here for. We want to walk alongside people and help them navigate their feelings and their emotions and know that this is okay.
So what made you want to start this?
Scott's probably going to say that I drug him into this.
That happens a lot with us guys, doesn't it, Scott?
I remember early on, I was just talking to the Lord. heard about it when I was in my early stages of healing. And I remember saying, I do not want to go through this pain for no reason. Yeah. I don't know what this looks like. Had no fathom of what that looked like. But God, I want you glorified in this. And it was a few years later than after we were married, the couple that used to lead it approached us and was like, would you want to co-facilitate this? And I was like, never thought that would be something we would ever do.
I think the biggest thing is with men, we have very few men that come through the class. And I would say to, you know, any man that's out there that's going through this, the way the class is structured, we kind of watch a video and then we split up. And the guys go in another room, women go in another room, and, you know, we are able to open up. The guys that I've had in there, you know, I think has really helped them. And they're able to talk and get their feelings out. And where most guys don't, like, want to do that.
Yeah, we hide our feelings more. This divorce care program that you're doing, it's 13 weeks?
Yes, so it's a 13-week biblically-based program. The video that we watch each week touches on a different subject. Anger, fear, finances, family, you know, and different things. And then we have a workbook and we have questions and we just share and kind of support each other through that.
Mm-hmm. In the class, you've got a new one about to start.
Yeah. So our next class starts Wednesday, September 3rd at 6:30 at Hope Church. And then we also have one lesson in there and we do it at the beginning of November on surviving the holidays. And if somebody doesn't want to come to the class, but they just want to come to survive in the holidays, it's a week of just talking about, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, Christmas coming up, especially if it's your first one, how to navigate those feelings, maybe how to navigate, you know, sharing your kids and those kind of things.
Yeah, the holidays are, they're tough. Yeah, especially that first one. It's divorcecare.org. They can go and check on that. And you're doing it at Hope Church. Of course, that's hopechurchallgood.com. And anyone, welcome to sign up for the class. Yes. Do you have a limit on the number of couples?
No. Yeah, you can go to the divorcecare.org website or Hope Church's website. If you can attend the class, you can even go online and they have Zoom options or online, you know, that you can do it online groups. So it's just not Air Church. You know, it's a nationwide organization that we follow. But I would encourage, even if you can't, to reach out, you know, because there's resources out there to help you navigate what you're walking through.
Tough times. Talk about divorce care. And it's a support group here at Hope Church. Scott and Stephanie Martin, they teach the class and walk you through it. It's a problem that affects about 40 to 50% of couples in the United States today, and that's divorce. We're going to talk about blended families and some more about the divorce care coming up, but we got to take a break. Stay with us. Our show this week, it's on divorce. That's something that affects 40 to 50% of the people in the United States. But there's help out there for folks that have gone through that. I know it's devastating for folks to go through and a lot of pain and agony, but there's a group, it's called Divorce Care. They help folks to 13-week program to walk through, and you're actually able to talk with folks that have experienced the same thing as you have. And my guests this week are Scott and Stephanie Martin, and they're actually the ones behind Divorce Care here in Cookeville. Y'all teach it at Hope Church, 13-week program. And we were talking back in the first segment, you know, a lot of folks feel like they don't have anybody to talk to. Like you said, your mom and dad have been married 50-something years, yours a long time. They may not have any of the families around them or their friends that have went through this. And you've almost got to have someone to talk to that's experienced this. You can talk to me about what it's like to plumb a house. I don't know anything about it. So our conversation is not going to be too swift. But if you're talking to me about something that I know that I've experienced, that makes a world of difference, doesn't it? And that's what this program's about. You're talking with other folks that went through the same thing.
I remember whenever, before I had went through my divorce, I had a friend walking through a divorce. This was several years before. And I remember they were talking to me. I'm like, I really can't have compassion, or I didn't really know how because I hadn't experienced it. But once I walked through it, that came back to my mind because I was like, oh, now I know what she was walking through. Now I know what she was feeling because it was real to me. And so, which gives me so much more compassion for hurting people. And And Scott and I, now, since we have both walked through it, one of the things, like, we communicate a lot about maybe what he walked through or what I walked through, coming from a men's perspective and a woman's. And so it's helped me to even have compassion for, you know, the men, you know. I mean, everybody in the situation and our kids, you know.
That's another one I want to talk about. There's another group of folks out there that the divorce affects in drastic ways sometimes. That's the children. Now, some families don't have children, but the ones that do, that's tough. My dad died when I was 4, and so several years later, my mom remarried. But going through that situation, and we'll talk about that in a minute with the blended families, but you're addressing those issues with the moms and dads and trying to help the kids to work through this too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like on my side, I have 2 daughters, and they were, my youngest was 18 at the time, and my oldest was 22. And, you know, even at that age, it affected them and what they went through. The biggest part of that is like in the sense on the man's side, on men's side, when that's all taking place, we don't realize how it affects the kids.
Yeah.
Because at the very moment, you're just, there's a lot of pain, emotions that are going through it. So the kids are put to the side a little bit, and they get caught up in the middle, especially the little ones.
And I think we think because they're grown, you know, they're adults, this won't affect them. And you know what? It affects our grown kids just as much, maybe more than our little ones. My girls were in their 20s, and my son was 11 when we walked through that. They had a lot of pain to walk through. And so one of the things I tell people is communicate with your kids. You know, whatever age they are, that's appropriate, but communicate with them, love them, you know, the best you can, because they are hurting. And even now, you know, we've remarried and we've moved on, but our kids still have to deal with the consequences today that we don't, but they do.
Yeah.
You know, and so this goes with them for the rest of their life. My grandkids now, they get to have more grandparents. They get to go to more Christmases, you know, and that kind of thing. One of the things that we've experienced is we have become healthier. So because we've become healthier, my grandkids, they don't know any different. This is the only family that they know. And you know what? It's healthy. And so they could be coming into an unhealthy situation with extended, you know, families.
Yeah.
But what I want is I want our grandkids to be able to experience a healthy childhood with all their grandparents. And so we have been able to establish that. Now, it took some time, but it's beautiful.
That gets us into this blended family thing, and we brought it up. I thought, blended family, what is that? Is that 2 different nationalities or whatever, you know? And then it hit me. You got all of a sudden a mom and a dad, and then either another mom or another dad's coming into the picture, stepmom or stepdad, and the grandparents and all the different families. That can be challenging to children and to bring in. I'll use each one of your situations. You both had kids before, and so now you're coming together, but they still have another mom or another dad that's sticking out there. How do you make all that work?
Well, it can be complicated.
Yeah. I mean, it's complicated with just 2 people that are divorced with, you know, trying to, with the kids. But then when you remarry, both of you remarry, and then got all these people involved.
And every situation is different. In our case, we probably have some of the best kids around. My daughters have been very forgiving. You know, I want to honor what they grew up in. You know, we had a very good life. They have a very good mother who took care of them and us, and it just didn't work out. And there was things there that we had to get over. But our kids, having forgiveness and giving honor to them in that situation, you know, I want them to have a relationship with her. And they do. My kids talk to her more than they talk to me, which I get jealous of. And there, and her kids have been fantastic. You know, we want to pay homage or pay respect to, you know, their dad and my kids' mom. One of the things we learned very early on in this blended thing, on the blended side, they talk about a crock pot and putting all these players in a crock pot, and everybody simmers and cooks at different speeds. So we have to give people grace. You know, it may take one child longer than the other. It may take one adult longer than the other. So you kind of have to put it in that crock pot and let it work itself out.
Yeah, and there's a lot of adapting has to take place, doesn't there, with the kids and with the exes and everybody. And I'm guessing it sounds like in your situations, it works out well. But I'm sure there's other situations where the exes are not as workable or doable and cause issues.
Yeah. Well, and so Scott and I have been married almost 7 years. So this is wasn't always like that, you know. I mean, at the beginning, and we've worked hard. The word says love never fails. And so when you love the kids and you love people well, the way that Jesus does, then it will not come back void. And so you have to take what he was talking about, the crock pot, taking, let it simmer, let it cook, let them soften at their own pace. And so we've done that, and it's been a hard journey. You know, I don't want anybody to think that it's been easy the whole time. My son, who was 12 when we married, you know, he had a difficult time being, now he has a stepdad, and then he had a stepmom. So he was going back and forth. So we dealt with some of those, his emotions, and walked through that, you know. But I will brag on our kids. They are fantastic. My oldest daughter said the other day, she said, when I think about our family, I don't think about our family being blended. I think about it being good. That's why we do this, you know, because I want people to know there's hope. I know at the beginning it's tough when you are sharing custody of children, little ones, or you can't co-parent well. Sometimes you just can't. But if we could reach people and help them to understand the importance of trying to co-parent well, trying to remember that your kids, they're the pawns, you know, they're in this. This is why we do this for them, because we want them to be healthy. We want them to feel loved by everybody. If my son can feel loved by all these extended families and got all these extra grandparents and all these, you know, stepmoms and stepdads, and it makes him feel loved, then why wouldn't I want that for him?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not always easy to do, you know. And so having the tools to know how to navigate this is one of the things that Scott and I want to help give people. Because when we did first get married, we went through this class ourselves because we wanted to be prepared. But even when we were prepared, it was like we still had road bumps. We still had things we had to work through. It was like, oh, wow, you know, here we go.
Here we go. We're talking about divorce, the tragedy, devastation, all the things that happen with that. Something we need to talk about, though, because there's help out there. They talk about divorce care. It's a 13-week program. It's offered at Hope Church that Scott and Stephanie, they walk you through and teach. It's fixing to start September the 3rd at 6:30. If you're interested, you can go to divorcecare.org or hopechurchallgood.com. We're going to talk more with them about the blended families and another program that they teach also, but we got to take a break. Thanks for joining us this week. Our show this week, it's on divorce. There's about 40% to 50% of folks that are going to go through this, their lifetime could be a few years into the marriage, or it could be 30 or 40 years into the marriage. But there's help for folks out there that are still dealing with that and having trouble with it. And it's called divorce care. And my guests today, Stephanie and Scott Martin, they teach this class at Hope Church starting September the 3rd at 6:30. It's a 13-week program. Stephanie, if they're interested in taking this class, how do they sign up?
There is a couple ways. You can go to divorcecare.org and put in the zip code, and Hope Church will come in, pop up on that, and you can register there. You can go to the Hope Church All Good website under events, and it's there. Our contact information is there. They can reach out to Scott or I to sign up.
Good. Well, let's talk about some frequently asked questions, I think, that you probably get about the program for folks that don't know. Will anybody be accepted? Is there any rules or regulations about who can or cannot be accepted?
There's no regulations or anything that we have. The way the class is structured is basically we come together as a group, whoever signs up. There's a work group or workbook, and then we watch a film, usually 20 to 25 minutes, and then the men split up and the women, we go in two separate areas, and then they're able to share, talk. We go over some questions and some things to make them think, you know, to think about things that we talked about during that class.
Can they join the group at any time? Do they have to take all 13? Or if they find out about decided after two or three sessions have gone by, can they still get in the class?
Every week has a different subject. So, yes, they can come whenever they want to.
What about cost?
The class is free. We do have a workbook that's $20. If they want a workbook, we encourage it. It's got a lot of resources in there, but that would be the only cost.
Do you have child care available for folks that have kids?
We do. We have, our divorce care starts on Wednesday night, and so we have Wednesday night service at Hope Church, and so all the way up to the youth. And so if they want to drop their kids off in the child services, then they would love to have them there. There's no charge for that.
No charge for that. So folks might ask, I don't go to church or I'm not religious or whatever. Is that a requirement?
No. Now, this is a biblically based curriculum that we go through, but you can go to any church. You cannot go to church at all. We've had all different kinds of different people. Anybody that is separated or divorced that wants to pursue healing, we encourage you to come. It doesn't matter your background. Doesn't matter where you're from. You know, we want you to come.
This blended family, we've talked about the divorce care for the man and woman that you're helping with the program, but you also have a blended family ministry that will start next spring that if folks are interested in. And, you know, when we talk about blended families, we're basically talking about where two people have been married, they're divorced, and now they have remarried to other people. And so you got these multiple folks here, and then you got the kids that are involved here, which makes up a blended family. As I told you earlier, it doesn't have to be by divorce, though. It could be by death.
Yeah. Blended families are just not through divorce. You could have a spouse that has died. Maybe you're a single mom or dad that you've never been married before. So in our last class, we actually had a couple that neither one of them had ever been divorced. But she had a child, and then they had one together. So we've had people that have lost a spouse, and so then they've remarried. So yeah, blended families can look different for everybody.
I want to ask you, in your experiences, when you two started dating, both of you had been in marriages for a lot of years and divorced, and then y'all two started dating. Was there a lot of conversations about the kids when y'all started thinking about, hey, we'd like to get married? What were those conversations like as far as what are the kids going to think, those kind of things?
Well, when we started talking about marriage, that we had a lot of conversations about that and how it was going to look. Because, you know, I have two daughters and she has a son. I had no clue on how to parent a son. Like, I mean, what's this look like, you know? And so at first, I remember, like, we were just married and there was a situation with her son that I'm like, I'll never do that again. I had to learn where she needed to be and how, you know, parenting, and especially when he's 12 and 13 years old, you know, it was kind of difficult. You know, I want to be, I'm the man, you know, and I want you to be the man, but I'm not his dad either. So I have to understand my place, and I have to understand, you know, all he sees is this guy's taking my mom away from me. And I never thought about that until, you know, I got into where, you know, I'm taking his time away from, you know, his mom. So we had to learn a lot at the very beginning. We talked about it very early on.
Yeah, we follow Family Life Blended is where some of the resources we use come. So they have a lot of books. And so Scott actually got The Smart Stepfather and read that. And I got a lot of other books and read. Of course, his kids were out of state and they were grown. So I wasn't really a stepmom as far as like having children in the home like he was. Yeah. But I did want to be a friend to them. You know, so we worked with that. And then he also became a friend to my girls and my son-in-laws. So then we have son-in-laws. We have four son-in-laws. So he did really well coming in and just loving my kids and then my son and being intentional about figuring out how to be a stepdad, you know. And so, and we called people. We had couples that were our mentors when we would have situations and we would call. So we were having to learn. And whenever we first got married, everything was great, you know, like my son loved him. We felt like, you know, everything, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Until it wasn't.
Yeah.
Until it wasn't. So we had to learn things. We're still learning things, you know, like our kids are grown. My son's 19 now, but we have grandkids. We have birthday parties, you know, and all the extended families there. So we still have situations that we have never experienced that we are learning each time. We just, you know, want to do the best that we can for our kids.
The blended families class brings out a lot of that, like a lot of situations. It makes you really think about what the future looks like. So it really helped us to go through. It's almost like looking at things like a scenario type thing. You know, the training and all the different podcasts that you can listen to.
Yeah.
Really allows you to look at, you know, because every situation is different, but it allows you to learn from what other people are going through as well.
Well, there's other people already experienced this, so, and y'all have experienced it, so you're passing your experiences on to other folks to try to help them. I think back my younger, when my dad died and passed away, and then years later got a stepdad, I wish there had been a class or something to have gone through back then. And I am so glad what y'all are doing. This is great. Offer this to folks that's been through what you do. And it's September the 3rd, starts Wednesday, September 3rd at Hope Church. It's called Divorce Care. And you can sign up. You can go to divorcecare.org. You can go to Hope Church. allgood.com to sign up for the class. Scott and Stephanie Martin, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate what y'all are doing. And I know it's a calling for what y'all are doing. So keep it up, okay? Godspeed. That's our show. Thanks for joining us. May God continue to bless Putnam County.